Use this in a place and situation where you can relax completely without any outside noises or intrusions. Never listen to this audio whilst driving or operating machinery. Hello, and welcome to the guided audio. Close your eyes and relax for a moment. Think about your chosen positive emotion. It doesn't have to be strong or perfect. You don't even have to be able to see it or hear it. Just try to remember it and bring it to your attention. And as you do, make it as real as possible. If you can't do it very well or at all, that's okay. It's just an exercise and something you can practice and get better at, like with anything worth doing in life. Okay, open your eyes, count to three, and clear your mind of that thought. Close your eyes again. And now think of the negative emotion. Take a moment to think about that memory or situation, and as you do, make it as real as possible. Okay, open your eyes, count to three, and put that emotion to one side and forget about it completely. Okay, close your eyes again and think about the positive emotion again. This time, try to make it as strong as possible. Take some time to adjust and connect with it. Become aware of what you feel, hear, see, smell, and even taste as you remember it. As you notice different images, sounds, and sensations, focus on them for a while and notice if you can make them stronger at will. Most people at this point discover they can, even if it is only slightly. And then with a bit of practice, they can make the feeling stronger and stronger. What do you see in your mind's eye when you think about the emotion? Is the image you see in colour or black and white? Are there just a few colours or lots of them? Is the image bright or dark? Is it sharp or blurry? Is it near or far? Is it 3D or flat? Can you see a background, or are there just a few specific images? How big is it? Where is the image? Is it to the left, right, above or below? Does the image have a border, or are there no real edges? Is the image playing like a movie, or is it a still frame or a number of still frames? If it is a moving image, is it continuous, or does the movie loop round and repeat itself? Can you see yourself, or is it as if you were seeing the event through your own eyes? What can you hear? Where does the sound originate? Do you hear it inside your mind, or is it coming from the outside? Is it high or low pitched? How loud is it? Is it fast or slow? Do you hear it on one side or both sides? Are there any other sounds you can hear? What do you feel when you think about the emotion? Where do you feel it? Is it in your body or outside? What colour is the emotion? Is it solid, gaseous, or something else? Does it have a temperature? Is it moving or still? Are there any other sensations you can notice? Does the sensation start from one place and move to somewhere else? Where does it move to? If it moves, is it slow or quick? Is there a smell or even a taste associated with the emotion? Take some time to become aware of as many submodalities related to your positive emotion as you can. Okay, now you have a blueprint of your chosen positive emotion. Now it's time to discover ways to increase the strength of the emotion by altering the submodalities. For instance, you may find making the image brighter makes the image stronger. Or maybe if you make it louder, it makes it stronger. As I call out some examples, try to increase the strength of the emotion as much as you can. Here we go. Does the emotion get stronger if you make the image brighter or darker? Does the image get stronger if the image is in colour or black and white? Sharp or blurry? Near or far? Bigger or smaller? If there is sound, does increasing the volume make the emotion stronger or weaker? Does the emotion get stronger if the sound is in stereo or mono? If you feel the emotion inside your body, try moving it to the outside. Make it warmer or colder. And if it was moving in one direction, change it for another or stop it moving altogether. Play around and learn how to manipulate the submodalities and the strength of the emotion at will. Okay, open your eyes and forget about that emotion. Now close your eyes again and bring to mind the negative emotion you chose earlier. Let it get strong enough so that you're aware of it, but still comfortable enough to work with it in this exercise. Remember, If you start to feel too uncomfortable, you can just stop the exercise, open your eyes and stand up. So, bring the chosen negative emotion to mind now and make it strong enough that you can notice it. Become aware of what you can see, hear, feel, and even smell and taste again. What can you see with regards to the emotion? Is it in colour or black and white? Are there just a few colours or lots of them? Is the image bright or dark? Is it sharp or blurry? Is it near or far? Is it three-dimensional or flat? Can you see a background? Or just a few specific images? How big is it? Where is the image? Is it to the left, right, above or below? Does the image have a border or are there no real edges? Is the image playing like a movie or is it a still frame or a number of still frames? If it is a moving image, is it continuous or does the movie loop round and repeat itself? Can you see yourself or are you seeing the event through your own eyes? What can you hear? Where does the sound originate? Do you hear it inside your mind or is it coming from the outside? Is it high or low pitched? How loud is it? Is it fast or slow? Do you hear it on one side or both sides? Are there any other sounds you can hear? Can you feel something when you think about the emotion? Where do you feel it? Is it in your body or outside? What colour is it? Is it solid, gaseous, or something else? Does it have a temperature? Is it moving or still? Are there any other sensations you can notice? Does the sensation start from one place and move to somewhere else? Where does it move to? If it moves, is it slow or quick? Is there a smell or even a taste that you associate with the feeling? And what emotions would you describe while in the moment? You now have a blueprint of the negative emotion. Now it is time to play with the submodalities and reduce or eliminate this negative emotion completely. As I call out some examples, try to decrease the strength of the emotion as much as you can. Does the emotion get weaker if you make the image brighter or darker? Does the emotion get weaker if the image is in colour or black and white? Sharp or blurry? Near or far? Bigger or smaller? If there is sound, Does increasing the volume make the emotion stronger or weaker? Does it get stronger or weaker if you change the sound to stereo or mono? If you feel the emotion inside your body, try moving it to the outside. Make it warmer or colder. And if it was moving in one direction, change it to another or stop it moving altogether. Play around and learn how to manipulate the submodalities and the strength of the emotion at will. Okay. Now it is time to change the negative submodalities into your positive submodalities. Imagine all the submodalities of your negative emotion changing into the submodalities of your positive emotion. Play with them until the submodalities of the negative emotion have been completely transformed into the positive submodalities. Once you feel you have done as much as you can, or want to in this session, open your eyes.